Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me this morning to the book of Hebrews and the 12th chapter, Hebrews 12. We've been ministering for some weeks now on the subject of the faith of Jesus. And this is our text, so let's look at it today and continue on. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses," my dad's a part of that cloud this morning. I was thinking about it. He so loved his mom and his dad. And my grandfather's family, the Moore family, a lot of uncles and aunts. They had large family and just a bunch of robust, life-loving people. And most of them already gone. And, you know, not too long after Dad went home, I thought, you know, they probably all met him. Uncle Roscoe and Uncle Coit and Aunt Odessa and Uncle Rufus and Uncle Gordon and Molina and Paul Quinnen and yeah, I'm from the South. And glad about it. Yeah, we know how to do it. And, you know, I mean, we had some big times down here, but it wouldn't hold a candle to what we're going to have up there. So you have the same. How many of you got family up there right now? You'll see them real soon, right? If you lived another 50 years, 75 years, that's nothing. It'll pass like that. How many believe the Lord's winding this thing up? Aren't you glad you're on the right side in the right family? Well, he said, we're compassed about with this great cloud of witnesses. He said, seeing that we know that and we have that, what should we do? We should what? Now think about it. We got this great cloud of witnesses. Now, not just them. We got Abraham. We got David. Right? We got all the prophets. We got family. You got family in your natural family name, you know, generations and generations ago, you don't even know exist. That's going to hug you when you get there. Well, who are you? I'm your great, 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 great grandpa. And you're going to like them too. You're going to enjoy them. We got family. But seeing we have this kind of family already in heaven, how should that affect us? Should it make us go, man, yeah, I want to go. I want to come see my family and just forget about everything on the earth and let's go see the family. Read the rest of the verse. How should it affect us? What do you do? It ought to make you want to focus on running your race down here, finishing your course, doing your job. Why? Because they're not just calling for you to come on. They're not saying, hurry up and come see us. What are they saying? What are they yelling from the grandstand? Well, what do they yell at NASCAR grandstands? Go! Don't let him get ahead. Punch that thing! Right? Running on the track. What do they yell from the grandstands? Come up here and sit with us? No. No. What do they tell you? Run. Run. What are they telling us?
Run.
What's my daddy telling me? They're hollering at me this morning.
Run.
Go, boy, go. Don't you let this thing slow you down. You preach. You go. Go. That's what Abraham's saying. That's what Isaac is saying. That's what Jesus is saying. Go. You're not there for long. It's like a vapor. You're there and then you're gone. You're not there for long. Go. I mean, get while the getting's good. Get people saved. Get them filled with the Spirit. Get them healed. Get them delivered. Tell them about me. Right? God says, tell them about me. That is what they are rooting us on. So how should it affect us? Get rid of anything that holds you back and slows you down. Right? Get rid of it. And do what? Run with patience. Now the Amplified says endurance. Run with patience. Run with endurance the race that is set before you. So this is not just a sprint. This is not just a dash. Elsewise, there wouldn't be so much emphasis on endurance. Right? This is a marathon. Isn't it? This race. Run with patience. Everybody say patience. Run with patience. Say that out loud. Run with patience. Run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the best race runner there ever was. Right? The author and the finisher of our faith. Now, he didn't just change subjects in mid-sentence here and go from talking about a race to talking about faith. What kind of race is it? It's a faith race. Right? It's a faith race. How do you run your race? By faith. Every day. Right? The just shall live by faith. The just shall walk by faith. What's a run? It's a fast walk. Is that right? So you're running by faith, you're standing by faith, you're living by faith, you're walking by faith. And Jesus has already done this. Down here on the earth. Didn't he? And he did it perfectly. He didn't let anything slow him down. He didn't let anything hold him up. He ran his whole race and he heard from on high, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And how many know that as he hung on the cross, paying the price for us and finishing up, you know, about to go to the heart of the earth and finish up everything that his job and ministry was, he reached out and he hit the finish line. He said, it's finished. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He did it. He is our example. We are to run the race like he ran the race. And he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And that's how we're going to begin and continue and finish our race, is by keeping our eyes on him and with his very own faith that he's given us from his word. Can you say amen? Somebody said out loud, I will finish my race. I will finish my course. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So we have talked about the faith of Jesus for some weeks now. And we went into some detail about how faith is required. It's necessary. And about how faith comes. It comes by hearing. And about enemies of faith. How that becoming offended will rob and steal your faith, and wavering will keep you from finishing your faith race. And we talked about fear. But today, let's look at this key element of faith, and you see it in verse 1. We're to run this faith race how? With patience. Everybody say patience. Now back up to the third chapter of Hebrews, and you'll see that this theme recurs through the whole book of Hebrews. We're going to see it. It builds up from the beginning to where we just got through reading. See, 12 is near the end of the book. But look in the third chapter of Hebrews. Hebrews 3 and 14. Verse 14 says what? We are made partakers of Christ, the anointed one and his anointing, if, well, that's conditional, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. What does that sound like? Got to stay with it. Right? Why would he tell us that? Unless there would be a temptation to not hold on steadfast to the end. Lest there would be something to try to work against us to hinder us so that we wouldn't continue. Steady. Steadfast. You know, it's not intense effort that wins this race. It's steadiness. It's persistence. It's endurance. Right? It's not just, you know, fasting for a week. It's not seeing if you can read the whole Bible in a month. It's a lot more challenging to read your chapter every day, Monday through Friday, for 10 years than it is to try to do something big. Oh, yeah. Consistency produces far more results than a momentary intense effort. You know what I'm talking about now? If people want to do something big, make a big splash, and try to impress somebody, write a big check, and maybe everybody will talk about it. But it takes a lot more to send a check every week for 40 years. And how many know that's not what changes your life? It's just the one-time big thing that happened in the year. No, it's the thing that's happening every day and every week and every month. That's your life. That's where you live. And that's how we run our race. Every day's a new day. God's mercies are new. His grace is there. We get up and put on our faith running shoes. Right? Put on our faith jersey. And here we go. We're not trying to impress anybody. We're not trying to break any records. We're just going to keep our eyes on the Lord. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Patience, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804G. That's R804G, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.